don't. And when she said that, I thought, wow, you don't belong to them. Well, maybe they borrowed you or they rented you. And I was going to say, well, can I rent you too? And lo and behold, Jerry says that very thing. He says, oh, we rented them. Didn't you know they have a renting program? And so he was like saying out loud the thoughts I was thinking. And I've been having a lot of experiences of that, where I think a thought and then someone in my environment expresses it verbally. And I remember in particular one time when I saw a very well-known psychic at a book signing, and I was drinking water near the edge of the room, and she was walking by, and I was thinking, I liked her so much, I'd like to give that woman a hug. And I felt my thought just shoot out of me, go directly to her, like some electrical explosion. She just turned, pivoted 90 degrees, walked up to me and said, you want a hug? No, you want to give me a hug. And so we hugged and embraced. And I'm wondering, that kind of electrical experience where I know that the thought that I am thinking is being received by another person, is that something that can be nurtured, fostered?
Well,
does that happen all the time and you're just not, I'm just not aware of it?
Well, it is your awareness that you're talking about here. You are all communicating much more profoundly through the thought waves, through the vibrations, than you are through words. Much, much more communication happening that way. You talked about two different things, the same thing from two different perspectives. In the situation where you deliberately thought your thought, and someone else was receptive enough to receive the thought and turn, that's one thing. The earlier thing you were talking about is where you may be picking up on someone else's thoughts.
Like I was thinking the thought that Cherry was thinking. I was wondering about that.
And a fun game to play is when you're in traffic and you see an animal in a car next to you, project a thought toward that animal, and in the majority of cases, the dog, usually, will turn and look right at you to give you the evidence that the dog is receiving your block of thought. The auditory is not important. Certainly, sound is a vibration, but a thought vibration is much more powerful. And so you are all receiving, transmitting and receiving blocks of thought. One piece of that that we want to give to you that is the most important thing, and that is because of the vibration of the thought that you are thinking. In other words, depending upon, let us start in another place. If your general mood is one of playfulness, and you are in this moment even focused upon things that you are feeling playful about, you would only have access to playful thoughts. So you could be surrounded by people in a room or people in traffic, and much is going on, just like there are all those radio stations that are moving through the airwaves, and you're only receiving the one that's isolated by your receiver. And so your mood or attitude indicates where you've got your tuner set, and those are the kinds of things. And we want you in your telepathic research to pay more attention to what feedback you're getting back in relationship to what your mood is than anything else. That's the best way to play that game. You're really not wanting to tune in to all of the thoughts that all of the people are thinking, because it would be chaos in your experience. Right. And so the ability to focus in a way and receive is really a wonderful trait, to be able to tune into a specific vibration. When Esther sat for months to meditate, she was actually, without knowing it, because it was happening at unconscious levels, being tuned to the vibration that is us. And it wasn't until she consistently reached that frequency that she could then begin receiving, you see. And so many of you get yourself tuned to that frequency just by listening to the recordings for a period of time, or just by sitting in an environment like this for a period of time. So here are the answers to your question. Yes, everybody can do it. Yes, you are doing it all the time. Yes, you are doing it whether you know you are doing it or not. But it is so much more beneficial to present your thoughts deliberately and watch for response from those that you are giving it to. And we encourage you to start with dogs, because they'll give you better feedback than humans. And be aware of the way you feel, and let the way you feel be the cornerstone of all of your telepathic study.